that this past week was actually Jesus' last week on earth, over 2,000 years ago.
那圣经很仔细的讲，他在最后一周他做了一些什么事。
And in the Bible, it had very detailed description of what he did last week.
那最后他达成了他在地上神要他成做成的使命。
And in the end, he accomplished a mission that God wanted him to do on this earth.
就是在十字架上替我们死。
And it was to die on the cross for us.
这是宇宙间最大的一件事。
And that is the most important thing in this universe.
也许应该说神创造也是一件大事。
Maybe we should also say that God, when God created this earth, it was also a very important thing.
所以我们才能够在地上，对不对？
Because of that, we can be here.
但是我们呢，因着祖宗的犯罪，我们成为罪人。
And because of our ancestors, our forefathers have sinned, and so that we become sinners.
我们跟神阻隔了。
There's a barrier between us and God.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们一个打破了那个阻隔。
And so at the cross, Jesus broke through the barrier that's impeding us from being close to the Father.
这个礼拜五，我跟几声计划跟一个人传福音。Hello， 没有。OK，
没有。
这个礼拜五，没关系，没关系。我们传福音的时候，对方是一个很有学习的人。我长这么大，很少看到一个人那么有学习。
This past Friday, we were, Brother James and Sister Juha and I, we were sharing the gospel. And in my life for so many years, I usually don't see people with so much knowledge and wisdom.
那当我们在跟他谈的时候，我就想到十字架。
And when we were talking to her, what came to my mind was the cross.
她有很多的学习。我跟她说，人间如果你没有认识到十字架，你没有跟十字架有了一个，你的生命没有跟十字架有了一个连结，你就错过了人生了。
And what I mentioned to her was that if your life is not connected with the cross, then you have missed the most important thing in life.
当我们在谈的时候，好像神突然给我一个很震撼的一个感动。
While we were talking, God gave me a very shocking move.
Yeah.
Touch.
好像就在那个时候，主让我感受到说。主耶稣已经都开了这么一个门，已经给你一个这么大的突破了，哈。
And while I was there, I was thinking, God, Jesus has already opened the door for you and has already have this big breakthrough for you.
没有什么事可以难倒他，可以难倒依靠他的人。
There's nothing that can impede anyone from coming to the Lord.
他为我们除掉罪。
He took away our sins.
他在十字架上是死透透。我们如果认同我们是跟他同死，他就为我们灭绝罪身。
On the cross, he died completely, and that if we identify with Christ, we will also die with him.
所以我们的肉体，我们的罪行，都不能拦阻我们来领受神从天上来的恩典、生命能力。
So our flesh or the sins cannot become a barrier from for us to receive God's blessing and grace.
所以真的，耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，这是一件宇宙间很大的事。
So Jesus Christ dying on the cross is a very important concept, a very important thing that happened.
如果我们里面有这么一个突破，
if inside of us there's such a big breakthrough,
主耶稣在十字架上打破了仇敌的头。
That Jesus Christ on the cross, he destroyed the head of the enemy.
他可以把我们从罪恶的根源救出来。
He can save us from the root of sins.
那我们真的可以所向无敌，依靠主可以所向无敌，不论遇到什么困难，难不倒的。
So when we trust in the Lord, we will really fear no evil, because if we trust in the Lord, there's nothing that's too hard for us.
你知道，当这个拦阻拿去，神就进来，那个是浩大的丰盛的恩典。
When you know that this barrier is taken away, and the Spirit of God comes in, that's such a great grace.
我经验过那种感觉。
I have experienced that feeling.
当神的爱铺天盖地的临到你的时候，
when God's love overwhelm you,
没有什么是难的。
There is nothing that is hard.
爱本身呢，就是滋润一个人，叫一个人可以去流入那个滋润到任何的人身上。
And love can nourish one in a way that love can be can flow onto anybody and everybody around the person.
所以我能够了解为什么那些殉道者，他们仍然能够爱那些逼迫他们的人。
And that is why I can seem to understand why.The martyrs who died for Christ, they can still love the people who persecute them.
有什么困难比人家要夺走你的命更大的？
Is there any hardships that is more difficult than when people try to take away your lives?
那我看那个基督教的历史，讲到以前那些殉道者，罗马竞技场那些人。被放出来，要让狮子来咬他们。
So when I look at the testimonies of people back in the days when, during the Roman Empire, when Christian, were put into arenas, those arenas, for lions to devour.
为什么他们能够流露出那个喜乐，那个天上的荣光？
How can they still, in that situation, still have joy, overflowing from within,
and 无所惧怕
and glory coming out from them? They were fearless.
所以十字架上，耶稣在加略山那个十字架，很大的突破。
So the cross on the Calvary has a very big breakthrough.
而且把天上的那个那么浩大的恩典，神的生命就带到人的里面来。
And it brings an overwhelming life and power into one's life.
那我们在谈的时候，因为景深也谈，居华也谈，就在谈的里面，好像主耶稣又让我对一句话，好像有一个比以前就知道，可是比以前好像一个更新鲜、更深入一层的一个启示。
So while Brother Jingsen and Sister Juhua, we were talking, God revealed to me something that I have known before, but on a deeper level.
是什么话？就是把 保罗说，耶稣基督并他钉十字架，是我所要知道，我唯一想要知道的。
And that's what Paul said was, that Jesus Christ and Him crucified is all that I want to know.
因为我们谈到，因为对方是一个很有学习的人，我说世界上最大的学问是认识自己。他说对对对对对，他非常同意。
So the other person has a lot of worldly knowledge, and something that I mentioned was one of the most important knowledge to have on this earth is to become to come to know yourself.
那我们怎么认识自己？
And how can we come to know ourselves?
耶稣基督他的生命就是人里面的光。
And Jesus Christ, His life is light inside each and every one of us.
那光是真光。
And that light is the true light.
当耶稣基督照到我们的里面。
And when Jesus Christ shines His light into us,
我们才能更准确地认识自己。
We can more accurately, come to know ourselves.
主耶稣就是道。太初有道的那个道。
And Jesus Christ is the way.
所以大卫王他也说，谁能知道自己的错事呢？
So like King David said, who can know their own sins and faults?
诗篇十九章，他就讲到，前面讲到上帝借着大自然彰显他的荣耀，让人认识他。
So Psalm 19, it talks about in the beginning how God through the nature, tell the world about Himself.
后半部呢，他讲到神要继续借着他的话，让人认识他，认识生命的事。
So in the beginning, he was, God was telling, telling other people about Himself through the nature, but towards the end, God was using His words, His scriptures, for people to get to know Him.
因为神的话像一面镜子，可以照进我们里面的黑暗。
Because God's words are like a mirror, it can reflect the darkness that's within each and every one of us.
这样子的神的道要是活道，就是 living word.
And this kind of word is a living word.
就会照进我们的里面。所以大卫王他说，他在诗篇十八篇他说，他照明我里面的黑暗。
So, King David in Psalm 18 mentions that God, reveals the darkness inside of him.
所以他最终成为一个合神心意的人。
So that eventually he can become a man after God's own heart.
所以我觉得当我们去认识耶稣基督。
When we come to know Christ.
我们来面对这个真光。
When we come to face the real light,
我们呢活在他的面光之中。
We're gonna live, among his, true light.
然后我们领受他十字架的救恩。
And we receive the salvation that comes from the cross.
第一个是他为我们成全，让我们白白领受的救恩。
The first one is the salvation that He has accomplished, that we receive solely by grace.
使我们可以借着耶稣，好像脱离黑暗，进到那个永生的那个门。
So that we can, through Jesus Christ, get rid of the darkness and enter into salvation.
然后我们也就是跟他同钉十架。
And that when we are crucified with Him,
让我们的肉体被他的圣灵来行割礼。
So that our flesh, can be, we can have, our flesh can be circumcised by His Holy Spirit.
那我们就可以一直跟着他走永活的路。
So we can continue to follow Him, on the eternal path.
啊，我觉得感谢主，所以呢。我们要来看圣经，耶稣，我们看圣经，耶稣怎么说话，告诉了我们什么？耶稣怎么行事，向我们表彰了 他的什么生命的样式。所以我们需要好好的读圣经，用心灵跟真实来读圣经。
So when we read the Bible, we need to look at what, how Jesus talk, and how, what Jesus did, to in the Bible, so that when we study the word, we can come to know how we should do as well.
因为时间的关系哈，我既然已经写在这个上面，所以我就点一点就好了。其他你们可以回家去看哈，主会帮助你们哈。
Okay, so because of time, I'm going to only touch on some of the points. The other points, you can go home and read it on your own.
我们的题目说，不同凡响的人子，达成他在世上的命定。
Our title is the 不同凡响。So it's so basically the son. 不同凡响 What does that mean?
Miraculous.
The miraculous
son of man.
Yeah, son of man accomplishing his mission on earth.
你知道我们圣经讲说耶稣是长子，我们是要跟随他走这一条永生的道路。
And in the Bible it mentioned that Jesus is the eldest son and that we were to follow him on this path.
他的踪迹就是我们在地上可以走的路。
And his footprints are the path that we can take.
所以呢，我们要来看哪些事是我们要来照着做的，哪一些是我们做不到，但是我们就是相信就只有他是我们的领路的。
So we need to look at some things that what he did and what we need to follow, and some things that even though we can't do, through his guidance, we can follow.
那个我们看哈，我们看下面。耶稣知道什么事会发生在他身上。
Jesus knew what was going to happen to him.
而且这些事什么时候会发生在他身上。
And Jesus also knew when those things were going to happen to him.
这是我们做不到的，对不对？
This is something that we cannot do.
我们不知道我明天会发生什么事。
We don't know what's going to happen to us tomorrow.
我不知道我的 near future 会发生什么事。
I don't know what's going to happen to me in my near future.
那可是耶稣他在地上，他跟父合为一。
But Jesus, when he was on the earth, he became one with the Father.
他有时候讲一些话，他知道他在讲什么。
Sometimes when he says some things, he knows what he's saying.
我不知道你们有没有那种感觉，有时候我们讲话，真的我们不知道我们在讲什么。
Whereas for us, sometimes we're talking, but we might not really know what we're talking about.
也许我们懂，我们以为我们在讲什么，可是有些时候我们不知道我们在讲什么。
Sometimes maybe we understand some things.But when we are talking, we really don't know what we're talking about.
好，我们来看这个哈。耶稣他预言自己会受难。
So let's take a look at this. Jesus prophesied that he himself will go through suffering.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
31-34节。
Luke chapter 18.Verse 31.
耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。”
So Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled."
他将要被交给外邦人。他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他脸上。
He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him.
并要鞭打他，杀害他。第三日他要复活。
So on the third day he will rise again.
这些事门徒一样也不懂得，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得所说的是什么。
The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about.
所以耶稣走在地上，其实很多时候他是孤单的，他只有父与他同心。
So Jesus, when he's walking on this earth, a lot of the times he was lonely. Only the Father, shares the same heart as he.
Yeah, 他的亲人。他的门徒，他跟他那么亲近的人，有时候他都讲得很清楚，那个意思是隐藏的，所以他们不明白。
And his family, his disciples, even though he was very clear with them, they could not understand.
啊，这个时候他知道，这个时候他知道时候到了。
And this time he knew that the time has come.
我非常的佩服他是。他知道前面对他是那么不容易要去死，可是他的脚步那么坚定，面如坚石，向着耶路撒冷。
So something that you know I truly admire about Jesus is that he knew what was going to happen to him, and yet he was steady in his walk, and his face was like flint. You know, he was determined to.Carry out the mission that God has sent him to.
而且他很伟大的那个点，啊，真的我们望尘莫及。他要受这么大的牺牲，在这个过程，他还要继续在连续那一些可怜的人。
And during this process, he knew he's very great because he knew all the things that are about to come. And when he sees sick people and the people who are pitiful on the way, he still had to care for them.
他没有自怜，没有自己，对不对？
He didn't have self-pity for himself.
感谢主。那他这个时候知道，实在他地上最后一个礼拜了，他知道。
This time now he knows that this is the last week he had on the earth.
所以呢，他们就要进到耶路撒冷。
And so they were going to enter Jerusalem.
你看，在这个之前，路加福音十八章这边接下来末段讲到耶利哥的瞎子，他还连续他医他。
In Luke chapter 18, at the end, it talks about the blind beggar at Jericho, and how Jesus took pity on him.And healed him.
那个税吏，都没有朋友的这个税吏，他还连续他，然后让他得到实在的救恩。
And the tax collector, even though, you know, he was unrighteous, Jesus still took pity on him, and yeah.
那个他在有一个地方说。有一次有人跟他说，那个希律王想要杀你呢。那个耶稣他讲一句话，就很十足的把他整个这个过程讲得很清楚。你们去告诉那个狐狸，今天明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成了。
So someone came to Jesus and said, the king
Herod,
wants to kill you, and Jesus said, you know,
tell that fox
with determination, tell that fox that today, tomorrow, I'm going to heal the sick, and I'm going to cast out demons. On the third day, what I came for will be accomplished.
这是我们的主，可敬的，可敬的主。
This is why, you know, he's worthy.
别人觉得你们这些小孩子好麻烦，不要来麻烦。可是耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来。他在办大事，可是他同时就是那么俯就卑微。
So even when other people were trying to shoo the kids away, and Jesus said, "Oh, let these kids come, let all the kids come to me." And so he's doing a great thing, which is to you know, on the path to dying on the cross, but he is still being merciful to the people around him.
Yeah, 那我们看他要骑路进新耶路撒冷，耶稣知道一些事，他是先知，他知道。我们看路加福音第十九章，因为时间关系，你们回家看哈，我们只看一节，第十九章哈，他要进去，他要骑那个驴驹，耶稣没有驴驹啊，结果他就到二十九节，十九章的二十九节哈，三十节，他就跟门徒说：“你们往对面村子里去啊！进去的时候就看到有一批驴驹，你们就把它带来啊！如果人家问说：‘哎，你为什么弄驴驹？’你就跟那个人说：‘主要用它。’”
Okay.
他们就让你带来。
So Jesus needed to enter Jerusalem, and he needed a donkey, but he didn't have a donkey. So he told his disciple to go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Tell him the Lord needs it.
所以他就得了一个驴驹，可以骑上去进耶路撒冷。然后呢，到了要预备逾越节的筵席，那他的门徒说，这个是第四天哈，第四天他预备逾越节，第二天就是逾越节了，他们都要吃逾越节的筵席。那他们说我们要在哪里预备
？So the fourth day, then when they're trying to celebrate Passover, his disciples ask him, where are we going to prepare?For Passover, the meal for Passover.
那个耶稣就跟那门徒说，二十二章路加福音二十二章，第十节，耶稣说，你们进了城，会有一个人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他到他所进的房子里去，对那个主人说，哎，夫子说客房在哪里？我的门徒要在这里吃逾越节的筵席。
What verse was that?
第十节。
Okay, Luke chapter 22, verse 10. He replied, As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, The teacher asks, Where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there.
Yeah.事情真的就像耶稣所讲的一样，就发生了。好，我们刚刚跳过那个为耶路撒冷哀哭哈，真的七十年的时候，西元七十年，真的耶路撒冷整个被毁灭掉。好，耶稣知道，他知道许多事。好
，Jesus knows a lot of things, and that when you were talking about Jerusalem in 70 AD was destroyed completely.
Yeah.
Okay.
那所以他知道，所以我们要这件事很重要，因为他是我们的好牧人，他知道我们前面会经过什么事，我不知道。所以为什么约书亚带以色列人要进那个的时候，他们说这条路你们向来没有走过。约柜在前面走，我们在后面跟。
Okay, so Jesus knows, I'm sorry. Can you repeat? I'm sorry.
就是说，耶稣知道我们前面的路。
Okay, Jesus knows our path ahead. The path ahead of us.
我们不知道。
We don't know about it.
所以在约书亚他带以色列的新生一代要进迦南地的时候，他们就说约柜在前头走，我们在后面跟。
So when Joshua led the new generation to pass the Jordan River, did you say?
Okay. Enter Canaan.
To enter Canaan. The ark was in front, and then the people followed after.
所以我们呢？因为这个跟下面我要讲的点有关哈，就是说，他是我们的好牧人，他知道怎么样领我们走前面的路，把我们领进荣耀里。
He is our good shepherd. He knows how to lead us into glory.
其他你们就自己回家看哈。 下面我说事实上是他让自己被送上十字架的。
So there are other parts, because of time I cannot mention right now, but you can go ahead and read it at home. And it says that,
耶稣上十字架是他自己。
He allowed himself to be put on the cross.
Yeah, 我们看马可福音这边就在公会前受审，你们去看里边那个内容你就知道。别人诬告他都没有办法成功，他自己一句话，人家就可以把他定罪了。他等于自己让自己去送死的。
If you look at Mark, when other people were accusing him, none of it, was able to convict him. But when he speaks, a word, a phrase, that was what got him crucified.
那路加二十三章讲到他在比拉多前受审。
Luke chapter 23, when he was on trial in front of Pilate.
对，那他在比拉多前受审呢？比拉多很想释放他。
In front of Pilate, when he was on trial in front of Pilate, Pilate wanted to release him.
那比拉多问他，他什么都不答。我们看这个地方，我们看约翰福音十九章第十跟十一节。
Let's look at John 19, verse 10 and 11.
比拉多呢，听到人家说，他说他是神的儿子。比拉多听了这个话就很害怕。
So when Pilate heard from other people that Jesus said he was the Son of God, Pilate became afraid.
那他就要继续问耶稣，耶稣都不回答。
And he wanted to ask God more, but Jesus didn't reply him.
第十节，比拉多说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知道我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架？”
Verse 10, Pilate said, Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said, Don't you know, don't you realize I have the power either to free you or to crucify you?
耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。
Jesus answered, You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above.
所以耶稣上十字架是天父要他上十字架的。
So Jesus Christ, so when Jesus died on the cross, it's because the Father wants him to die on the cross.
耶稣说，我如果真的要让我自己得拯救，我可以求父差遣十二营天使来救我。他不这么做。
Jesus said, has mentioned that if he really wants the Father from heaven to save him, he could call out to the Father and God will send angels, legions of angels to save him.
他不救自己。
He doesn't save himself.
为了救我们。
So that he could save us.
这些原则都是在我们行走天路的过程，有时候我们要运用到的。
And these kind of concepts are things that we need to apply into our own lives when we are walking on the path to heaven.
好，我们下面看第二点哈，他的罪状就是犹太人的王。
So he was convicted for being the king of Judah.
主耶稣知道，他在路加福音十九章十四节说，他用那个比喻，他说那些犹太人恨恶他，不要他做王。
Those Jews, they hate him and they do not want him to become king.
这一段话我们要看约翰福音十八章。
So let's look at this part.
三十三、三十六、三十七。
John chapter 18.
Pilato 进衙门叫耶稣来，对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”三十六节，耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这个世界。我的国若属这个世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这个世界。”比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王。”注意下面这句话：“ 我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，必听我的话，就听我的话。
So verse 36 to 37, Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
耶稣来到地上，不只是要来当救主。
Jesus came not only to become a savior.
他也是要来当君王。
He also came to become a king.
他必须先当我们的救主。
He had to become a savior.
他才有办法来引导我们这些人来做我们的君王。
So then he could become our king by guiding us.
我觉得这句话。我们要深深地刻在我们心板上。耶稣说：“我为此而生，为此来到世间。固然我是要做救主，我来也是要做君王的。我来是特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”
And here it says, Jesus said.For this reason I was born, and for this I came into this world, in order to testify the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
弟兄姊妹，我深深的一个很深的感受。固然神救恩 by grace, we are saved by grace. 那个恩典是白白领受神的救恩。
Even though we are saved by grace, and that we receive,By grace, you know, not without any work on our end.
Yeah. 但是圣经有一句话，岂不知神丰富的恩慈是领我们悔改吗？
In the Bible, it says that, do you not know that God's abundant grace is to lead us to repentance?
所以神丰富的恩典是要我们去行真理的。
God's abundant grace is for us to live out the righteousness.
约翰福音第一章那边讲到说，律法是从摩西来的，恩典跟真理是从耶稣基督来的。
John chapter 1, it mentioned about how the law and the truth comes from...
The law comes from Moses.
The law comes from Moses.
The grace and the...
Grace and truth comes from Jesus.
真的，如果只有恩典，而没有引，如果神的恩典没有引导我们去行真理，我们这个人没有办法被建立起来。
If God's grace cannot lead us to live out God's truth, then we as a person cannot be built up.
因为天地间有一件事，就是这个天地的主，在以西结书二十章。神就讲，自古以来我总是要做王，主耶和华这样说，我总是要做王。他是神，他就是要做王的。
In Ezekiel chapter 20, God mentioned that, since the very beginning, I will be king. So God will be king no matter what.
如果人不愿意让神来做王，这个人没有办法真正承受实在的救恩。
So if someone is not willing to let God be king, then this person cannot really receive salvation.
真正有智慧的人，懂得敬畏神，懂得尊神为王。
Those who are really truly wise, they know to fear the Lord and to let God become the king.
所以呢，希伯来书这样讲哦，希伯来书这样讲，基督为儿子，治理神的家。
So in Hebrews, it mentioned about
Christ is
the Son, and he is ruling over God's house.
对，如果我们要成为神的家。那就是让神住在我们里面，我们需要被神治理。
If we want to become God's home, which is to have God abide in us, we have to be ruled by God.
对，那上帝用什么来治理？
And what does God use, to rule over us?
就是用真理。
He rules over us.
很容易记，约翰福音十七章十七节，我们来看好不好？约翰福音十七章十七节。
Let's look at John chapter 17, verse 17.
他这边说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
It says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
当我们行真理的时候，约翰，这个使徒约翰是爱的使徒，他说，当我听到神的儿女行真理，我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
And so when the Yuhan, when the disciple John says that, when I see my sons and daughters live out the truth, there's nothing more joyful for me than.
你知道，使徒约翰那个时候他是已经成为是全心充满的爱。
So the disciple Paul then his heart was filled with love.
一个充满爱的人就喜欢人被建立。
Someone who is filled with love likes to see other people being built up.
喜欢人得好处，得真正的好处。
And they want other people to receive the true blessings.
我们看一下约翰福音，约翰三章这个地方好了，约翰三章。
Let's Third John. 约翰三书。
对不起，约翰三书，约翰三书，哈，第二到第四节哈。
Chapter two, verse 2-4.
亲爱的兄弟呀，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
Okay, so dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
你看，他就是希望人被建立，所以如果你们行真理，你们呢，你们会凡事兴盛。你们会灵魂兴盛，身体健壮，你们会凡事兴盛，哦，多好。
So if we continue to walk in the truth, here it talks about, we may enjoy good health, you know, all may go well with us, and our soul is getting along well as well.
我们说真理就是神的道。
And the truth, it's God's way.
所以雅各说，我们要听到，要读神的话，详细查考那个能够使我们灵里得自由的神的话，然后去遵行。
So James says that we need to study the scripture, that can help us to guide us on to walk on the truth, in the truth, and then.
Can set us free.
Can set us free, and we're gonna, our actions are gonna go according to what we study.
那马太福音第六章三十三节。
In Matthew chapter 6:33.
那边说你们要先求神的国跟神的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Matthew chapter 6, you said.
6:33. Seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first.
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
我们在地上所需要的一切东西，神都会给我们。如果我们先求神的国跟神的义
，Everything we ever need on this earth, God will give to us, if we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
神的话安定在天，从来不会改变的。
God's words It's set in heaven and it will never change.
那求神的果跟神的义就是让耶稣做王。
And so what does it mean to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness?
让他来管理引导我们。
And what that means is to let Jesus be the king. Let him control us. Let him guide us.
那第三点呢，我用我的话简单讲就好了哈。那耶稣讲一句话，他跟他的门徒说，他跟他门徒在一起，他说我在磨练之中，你们常跟我同在。
So Jesus was talking with his disciples, and then he said, "When I'm going through suffering, you are still with me."
希伯来书第四章告诉我们说，我们的神可以向我们表同情。
So in Hebrews chapter 4, it mentions how our God can understand our weakness, can sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为他曾经成为人，在地上活过。
Because he was once a man and he lived on the earth.
他经历了许多人性的软弱。
He has experienced many weaknesses that people.
他知道罪恶的权势。
He understands the power of sins.
他跟那个邪恶的鬼魔的权势也打交道过。
And so he has confronted the evil powers before.
还有他也是一个人，他也有人的情感，需要。
And he was also fully man, so he had the emotions and needs of a man.
所以呢，我们所经验过的一些事，他也经过，他也常受试探。
So a lot of the things that we have experienced, he has experienced as well, and he has also, he has often been tempted.
所不同的是，他没有犯罪。
So the only difference, once again, is that he did not sin.
有时候我们犯罪了，但是他没有犯罪。
Sometimes we sin, but he does.
他有没有可能犯罪？有可能。
Was it possible for him to sin? Yet it was. Yes, it was possible.
比如说他想到说啊，我要上十字架。他说：“父啊，能不能救我脱离这个时候？”他也不想去耶。
So for example, when before he was going to get on the cross, he prayed to God that Lord, if it's okay, let this cup be taken away from me.
他有他的
He didn't want to get on the cross either.
他有他的感觉，要跟父隔绝，是他没有办法忍受的。
And he also had his feelings, and to be separated by the Father is something that he could not take.
那他说，可是想想，我原是为这个时候，我原是为这件事来的。我来到人间就是为了要成全救恩啊。所以他说，不要照我的意思。
So, but when he took a step back and thought about that, the purpose of his coming was to accomplish what he did at the what he was about to do at the cross. So he said to God, so he said to the Father, let your will be done and not mine.
Yeah. 所以他有好多好多个场合，他是可以体贴他的意思，那就犯罪了，那就不能成为我们的救主了。
There were many situations where Jesus could have, just cared about his own comfort and to, in a way, to not disobey the Lord and sin, and he wouldn't have become our Savior.
那我们看最后一个圣经，腓立比书第二章十二十三节。
And let's look at the last part, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
保罗很清楚，因为保罗信了主以后，他就跟随耶稣。
Paul is very clear about the doctrines, because after Paul accepted Jesus, he followed Jesus.
那他非常清楚这个征战。
He was well aware of the spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare.
我们里面常常会有这种征战。
And inside of us, we often have this kind of warfare.
所以他会写罗马书第八章，讲到你体贴肉体，你顺肉体而行，就是死。
And that's why he mentioned in Romans 8 that when you follow your flesh, the consequence, the fruit is death.
你如果是体贴圣灵，好，然后顺着圣灵而行，你就会有生命平安。
And that if you, obey and follow after the Holy Spirit, then you will have peace.
Yeah. 那保罗在腓立比书第二章，他就十二十三节，他就讲，他说，要当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
So look at the chapter, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse
12.
It says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这并不是说我们自己去做成救恩，而是说我们呢，决定我要顺从我自己的肉体，还是要顺从圣灵。我这个要恐惧战惊。
And this is not to accomplish that we ourselves accomplish our salvation, but it's for us to choose between: are we going to follow our own flesh, or are we going to, come to God with fear and trembling?
因为自从我们信了耶稣，就会有真理的圣灵在我们里面。
So ever since we accepted Jesus, there is the truth of the Spirit inside of us.
所以十三节说，你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So verse 13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
所以当圣灵在我们里面感动，我们要体贴他。
So when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us inside, we need to follow it, to listen to it.
我非常感谢我们的主耶稣，他在地上，他是谨慎自守，常常祷告，让自己没有失败。
So Jesus, while he was on this earth, he was with fear and trembling, he was very discreet in all that he did.
这一点我们要效法他。
And thus, in that aspect, we need to follow him.
所以保罗写这样的话，他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法耶稣基督。他效法耶稣基督，恐惧战惊，常常恐惧战惊，选择顺服神。”
That's why Paul said, "You need to follow me like I follow Christ." Who for both of them, they always follow the Lord with fear and trembling.
所以他的生命就越来越丰盛。
So when they obey with fear and trembling, their lives become more and more abundant.
他就越来越被改变。
And they become more and more transformed.
那个光越来越强在他的生命中，他就越来越认识自己。
And God's light is shines ever brighter in his life, and he comes to know himself.
这个光线不仅光照他。
This light doesn't just shine on him.
还可以医治他。
He can heal him.
所以使他这个人呢，从一个觉得他很不错的，到后来说我是一个罪魁。
So that Paul, from someone who used to think that he was somebody, till at the end he said he was the sinner of sinners.
最后一句话，愿我们时刻蒙恩得救。
At the end.
愿我们时刻蒙恩得救。
So, may we be saved moment by moment.
然后呢，我们里面就会来越来越多有圣灵，就是有那个生命的活水在我们的里面。
So, when we are saved moment by moment, when we obey the Lord moment by moment.Then we are going to have the Holy Spirit as water flowing inside of us.
好，我交通到这里。